Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Where I damn always stayed. And now I'm finally
MJ, want to be where you are, up in here, 907, your hip-hop informer. What it do, what's popping off, everybody? You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live, coming to you live out of Tampa tonight, where we are trying to get ready for the Power Couples Ball. Power Couples Ball, what is that? Hey, tomorrow night, Saturday, September 6th, Grand Hyatt's jumping off. You don't want to miss it. Who will be crowned 2014's Power Couple? It's the Power Couples Ball. Tickets are still available, $75 per person. Hey, if you're interested, 813-842-3212. Get in contact with Tampa Bay Tammy today. You still have time. Again, Grand Hyatt tomorrow night. It starts, hey, the cocktails dinner's at 7. Congrats to last year's Power Couple, Daryl Rusan. Representative Rusan and his lovely wife, Angela, they were the 2013 Power Couple who will be crowned tomorrow night. All the way live from Plant City. I don't think she's in the running. She could possibly be a part of a Power Couple. Hot Chocolate. Hey, who's getting nominated, Hot Chocolate? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I'm currently a part of a Power Couple, but we're working toward another nomination. So
yes, that other half is not here in Tampa Bay, right?
No, he's not here in Tampa Bay, not currently.
Yeah, that's all I meant by you know, he wasn't here to participate in the Power Couple competition.
Right. Gotcha. Yes, but yeah. How's everybody? Happy Friday. TGI and the F. Let's get it.
It's kind of quiet. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, it is. Kind of somber.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of quiet. And so I think the music, you know, that Donna Summers, MJ.
Yeah, Donna Summer. You know, you and Save, shout out Save James. Yeah, I'll, you know, was kind of feeling a little bit. It's a sort of way about that the other day, and when that popped off as the first song, I'm like, wow, okay. I see how he's feeling tonight, but I understand now the direction that you're going. You're going more laid back. I was, you know, thinking about the conversation we were having on Humvee Wednesday, and the song was played. Sorry for going back there. It's okay. Let's go.
Hey.
Let's go.
Hey, it was just smoothed out. Hey, it's a jam session, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we want to hear from you. Hey, let us know what you want to hear. We'll play it. 917-889-3926. It's the Friday Night Cypher, Hot Chocolate TM. It's a party, y'all.
What's up, world? It's your girl, Toya, and you are tuned into TM Hyman Radio. Don't you dare move. Real talk, real people, real times. TM Hyman Radio.
If you know me, know this ain't my first way. Certified everywhere, ain't got a friendly resume. Take y'all, talk crazy, I pull up underlay. R.P. to Nate, dog, I had to regulate.
Bass, what's on DJ?
Public service announcement. Why my wrist, man? Why wrist, man? Pick up! Bro, dance to the left. My wrist, dance to the right. Lil' mama, she keep looking at me.
I'ma knock you out like white night.
Hit it with a left, hit it with a right. I'ma knock you out like white night. Hit it with a left, hit it with the right. I'ma knock you out like white night. If you know me, know this ain't my first way. Certified everywhere, ain't got a printed resume.
Take out L.A.
Talk crazy, I pull up underlay. R.P. to Nate, dawg, I had to regulate. Pocket rocket fire, watch him disintegrate. Short long, coming on the interstate. Third line state, all on my dinner plate. Your main beer, cause she wanna make a stay. Rich nigga, I can never be a broke nigga. Broke nigga, I can never get along with them. Always been hated since a little nigga.
Always.
But forever push you nigga, gotta deal with it. Bro, dance to the left. My rich, dance to the right. Lil' mama, she keep looking at me.
I'ma knock you out like white night.
Hit it with a left, hit it with a right. I'ma knock you out like white night. Hit it with a left, hit it with the right. I'ma knock you out like white night.
Yeah, yeah.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Rumble, young nigga, rumble. Lil' mama want a nigga like me in the sea.
Ice Cube knock it out like D-Bo. Now who's that talking that gangster shit? Ain't somebody gon' kick your ass. When I walk up in the club, I bet I make a thunderstorm. Let them know that it's a whole lot of cash. Fuck rich niggas on the right all night. Rich niggas, broke niggas to the left by yourself. Fuck a team. Now who the hell just said to the roof on fire? Call 911 like what? Club? Go.
Broke, stand to the left. My rich, stand to the right. Lil' mama, she keep looking at me.
I'ma knock you out like white night.
Hit it with a left, hit it with a right.
I'ma knock you out like white night.
Beat it with the left, beat it with the right.
I'ma knock you out like white.
I'm a rich hitter, I don't like a blame hitter. Snitch hitter, broke hitter, I don't deal with
you.
All of my hitters official. She bad, she a stripper. My hitters are criminals trying to get to the imminent. Lil' mama say that she innocent, but she drinking my tears. I got my ass in diamonds, that's in me, no gain in the building. Make it clap like Magnolia. Young rich hitter on the couch talking to Oprah. Bottles in the view while I stand on the sofa. I don't speak your language, broken is, I thought I told ya. Look what they be smoking, no hookah, my hitters ballin' like Buddha. Pull up in the double, like go scare your Freddy Krueger. Blooded Frank Mueller.
Bro, stand to the left.
My wrist, stand to the right.
Lil' mama, she keep looking at me.
I'ma
knock you out like white night.
Hit it with a left, hit it with a right.
I'ma knock you out like white night.
Beat it with the left, beat it with the right.
I'ma knock you out like white night.
Here on TM Hyman Radio, your girl Hot Chocolate TM Hyman in the spot. It is Friday night in the Friday Night Cypher, the jam session. We rocking out. 917-889-3926 is the number to call in. You want to hear something, you want to shout us out, you want to shout somebody out, tell us what you're doing this weekend, what's popping, what you're pregaming, what you're doing. Let us know. Holla at us. And real quick, shout out to DJ B. 1 year anniversary of Fresh Radio. Very proud of you, my brother. Salute you. Congratulations. You're doing it up big tonight in Norfolk, Virginia. So if you're out there, go check them out for the 1 year anniversary party. FM backstage.
Salute DJ B, Philly the VA, Scratch Canning,
yep.
Fresh Radio the block. And right now you're checking out TM Hyman Radio live.
No doubt.
You know what it is.
Work.
You
hey,
do.
I do right there. Hey,
yeah.
Much success. Big up, DJB.
Doing big things, no doubt.
No doubt. Hey, again, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. You know what we do on Fridays inside the Cypher. Hey, we recap the week in news and entertainment. I know we said call up, tell us what you want to hear. But you know what? I hope we have it, damn it. Hey, let's go to the phone.
Hey.
1273 is the last four. 1273. Hey, tell us your name, where you calling from. What up? You inside the Cypher.
Yes, Madam Philo. Calling from Google.
Oh.
She calls from a ghost number.
Hey, why are you backdooring us?
Hey, because phone is off. I posted it on Facebook. Maybe people didn't believe me. But yeah, my phone is still off. So I'm calling, I'm using Google as my gateway.
Hey, you know what? Hey, that is resilience. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, via Google Voice, because her phone is off. Madam CeeLo Boston, welcome to the show.
Bang, 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 bang. Yes, happy Friday. Just
hey.
Glad to be alive.
We love you.
Madam, do what you gotta. That's right.
We okay. Love you. Hey,
I love
how was
back.
How was your week? Even though I haven't been following anybody on Facebook this week. So bring me up to date. Your phone is off.
Yes, phone is off. I have gotten two new doctors, new medication.
What kind of doctors before you tell us about the increase in Vicodin?
Oh my God!
What kind of new physicians have you acquired?
They are mental health physicians.
Uh oh.
Okay, don't go any further.
Why not? I'm fine.
Okay, go for it. Why new doctors?
Okay. Well, it's actually a... Remember when I told you guys I was really glad that it came out in the news how, you know, our as veterans, our appointments were, like, spread out for, like, months and months at a time and so forth? So it's hard, it was hard to get, you know, consistent follow-up, you know? So now everything is kind of being fast-tracked for everybody, so we're getting more appointments now and getting to see the doctors that we need to see in the first place. And the new doctors that I got were for the for being diagnosed with bipolar disorder. So, but at least I have a name for it, you know. And along
did,
with
did you already sense that diagnosis, or were you shocked by that diagnosis?
I want to say shocked only in the sense of I wish I would have known a lot sooner. Did I have a...
How recent was that diagnosis?
Within the last 6 months.
Oh.
Okay. I thought that was something that was... And you may have just said that was new. I missed it. Wow. Okay.
It was something I had actually brought up before and actually went to my doctor and asked to be tested for it. Because they didn't test me for anything. They were shuffling me from doctor to doctor. And so, you know, specific thing, I'd have to fill out, you know, like for the Social Security stuff and for the VA, I didn't know what to put down as my diagnosis. So they don't really tell you anything besides, here, go pick this up at the pharmacy, you know. And so I started asking more questions and being more in control of the medications that I was taking. So I'm not on like hydrocodone or Vicodin or any of that anymore. But then that also brought down my mobility as well. You know what I mean? So it's give and take.
Resilient and take. Is what I call you. Resilient you are.
For sure. For sure.
Yes, yes.
Hey, let's pause for the cause. Because some people came, you know, have tuned in, and they're wondering, like, what are they talking about? What are they talking about? ladies and gentlemen, we were talking to Madam CeeLo Boston about her new physicians and her new medication, and she said she's off of Vicodin, wink, wink. So, you know, we can't ask for any of those. We can't ask for any of those. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the new stuff. And what we might be able to get. We'll be back. DM Hime Radio.
There we go. All right.
The John P. watching Gandhi till I'm charged. Writing in my book of rhymes, all the words past the margin. The whole of mic a throbbing, mechanical movement. Understandable smooth, this shit that murderers move with. The thieves theme, play me at night, they won't act right. A fiend of hip-hop, it's got me stuck like a crack pipe. The mind activation, react like I'm facing time like Pappy Mason. With pins I'm embracing, wipe the sweat off my dome, spit the phlegm on the street. In the Nikes on my feet, keep my cipher complete. Weather cruising in a six cap, a Montero deep, I can't call. Beats make me fall asleep, I keep falling, never falling 6 feet deep. I'm out for presidents to represent me. I'm out for presidents to represent me. I'm out for presidents to represent me. The world is yours, disciple of the project, last verbal murderer. Yeah, the world is yours, till the Philly blunt heads, crack pumping drug murderers. The world is yours, till my nigga coming home from lockdown with new plans. The world is mine, holding a stolen cop's Glock with G-notes in my hand. To my man Ill Will, God bless your life. To my peoples throughout Queens, God bless your life. My insight and light's vision, words of wisdom, to get me intuition to listen. The murder paragraphs of mysticism. Man plant seeds that brings forth multiple breeds. So many cultures on one planet, but one culture's free. Son, I need weed to proceed. Change the flow speed, I'm getting vexed. Giuliani is 666. There's no days for broke days, selling smoke pays. I took the chocolate potent
Phillies, never rope sprayed. This is a hassle. The bridge is like a haunted castle. The mic's my religion, the system is the devil's lasso. And yo, the trife life is most influential. No colors on men's skins, it pens is coincidental. How you living, large or broker? You're wasting time extorting papers from smokers. Catching court papers, getting broke up. The world is mine, persona of late Tony Montana, yet getting mine. The whole world is mine, who won it? I never fronted, I'm forever running, getting live. Handy up with the lie, never stop. We don't stop the handy low, puff the lie, y'all. Don't stop the handy low, we puff the lie. Every day, puff the lie, puff the handy low. I'm the young city bandit, hold myself down single-handed. For murder raps, I kick my thoughts alone, get remanded. Born alone, die alone, no clue to keep my crown on throne. I'm deep, I sound alone, cave this out 1,000 miles from home. I need a new ender for this black cloud to follow. Cause while it's over me, it's too dark to see tomorrow. Trying to maintain, flip, fill the clip to the tip. Picturing my peeps, 98 can make my heartbeat skip. And I'm amped up, they lock the champ up. Even my brain's in handcuffs, headed for Indiana. Stabbing, just like the Phantom. The crew is happening, ill will style. Check the go-to smell, plus I profile well. Stash loot and flock rolls, burning dollars. The light my soul, walk the blocks with a box. Check the games, plus the games people play. I check the games, plus the games people play, but the problems of the world today.
I'm Hyman Radio Live, and it is the Friday night jam session. As always, I'm Madam Sue of Boston at TM Hyman the General. Hot chocolate on deck.
Yes, ma'am.
And we are going to, you know, we're going to do as we do on Fridays, you know, kind of freestyle it. We're talking about the news and entertainment. And that's all talking about my meds.
And you're back.
Okay, by that, but yeah. You know what, though? The reason why I didn't mind sharing is because of the simple fact that it's such a stigma that comes with mental health. And as the caregivers of people that, you know, have mental health issues, they get it the worst, I think, than the people that are actually going through it, you know? Yeah, I know my mom goes to hell with me, but I'm glad she left me there. For sure.
Wow.
Hey, you all can follow
Madam CeeLo Boston on Twitter. Tell them Boston how to follow you on Twitter.
Oh yes, at Madam Boston on Twitter, and on Facebook it's Madam CeeLo. Fear No Human, Boston. Yeah.
Hey, if you've been listening to this show for any amount of time, you know, Boston is like, we all are pretty much open books, but I think, you know, I'm not going to tell you the prescription. You know, I mean, you know, I'm not going to tell you my prescription. You know, I ain't really proud to be on blood pressure medication. Uh-huh. And I'll tell you something. Yeah. Not only am I not proud to be on it, I don't take it. And I'm so bad with it that everybody on this show has formed a union just to keep me informed.
He has a daily reminder that he receives from me to take his medicine every morning.
My and so we're not talking about me. We're talking about Boston and all her medication right now and her being transparent.
Do you need a reminder to take yours to Boston? Because I can put you on the reminder list.
Actually, I don't. I can actually feel when it's time for me to take my meds.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, but my point is, you sharing helps people to really embrace. Like you said, it is a stigma. It's taboo.
Yeah.
To talk about mental health issues. And not only do you help to keep people informed, but you do it in an entertaining way. And the fact that, you know, I say you stop right there, and you're like, for what? You know, for me, you put me in HIPAA mode. I'm an administrator. I'm an executive.
Right.
I don't HIPAA.
contacting the radio show, but the fact that we're on the internet, we're not held to those standards and regulations. Well, again, you volunteered that information. Nevertheless, I'm trying to protect, you know, us from HIPAA laws that might apply.
Oh, well, no.
But again, you make it entertaining. That's the point. You make it entertaining.
Unless you force me to say it, you know, we ain't violating nothing. But I say that the reason why I'm so transparent about it, though, is because of the stigma. And, I mean, outside of that quote-unquote disorder, I'm an effing genius. But at the same time, I have other factors going on. So what's crazy is, like, when you go through chronic pain, and when I say chronic pain, that means pain that never ends, people. You know, so that goes with depression. That goes with suicide. So every time you go into the doctor or they call you, you're getting asked the same question. Are you thinking of harming yourself or anybody else? You get sick of hearing that. You know what I mean? But, so, you know, and then having to deal with other people and their, you know, own mental issues that refuse to go to the doctors themselves. But, yeah, I'm not out here, you know, pointing at people saying you need to go to the doctor. You need to go to the doctor. But what I'm saying is if you have a feeling that there's something going on with you, go get yourself checked out. Ask for the testing because they're not going to do it. Like for ADHD or ADD or bipolar or manic depressive, any of that, you have to ask to be tested. They don't automatically do it. But most of the time, they'll just put you on medication. And that's any, and I don't mean for the VA. I mean for any entity that I've even come in contact with. So, yeah, you definitely got to be your own soldier, even when you don't feel like it. You got to be.
That's true.
Well, you're definitely a soldier, and we're glad you rock with us as a soldier. And, again, you are totally transparent. Hey, listen, there's a lot going on this week in the news. Sherry Shepherd offers her husband like a huge divorce payout, and we'll talk about that coming up. CeeLo Green dropped from the U.S. Navy concert over a ridiculous situation. We'll talk about that when we come back. But I wanted to talk about the Jill Scott nude photo leak.
Wow.
Well, she said that it's not me, but we'll talk about that.
Wow. I'm just gonna say my timelines plural. I didn't really get on Twitter about it, but my Facebook and Instagram timelines were flooded with the photographs.
Listen. Big girls need love too. We'll be right back.
Jill's not even big anymore. Now, here we go, no reason again. Still it's no place I'd rather be in the end. But right here, I stare in your right eye. Going back and forth like a leap. I saying different things knowing we lie. No limit to the sky long as we fly.
Really? ask for. Might say tonight was the last straw, but in the morning I be sipping from your glass jar. One fix, everything black hammer. Never been a pimp or a backhander. Know you been around the block, hit a bad grandma. It don't matter, we'll make it through the madness.
p.m. here in Itty Bitty Plant City on this beautiful Friday night. T.M. Hyman Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate,
yep.
Mam CeeLo Boston, and the General. And I believe we're going to jump into a little bit of news and entertainment with Madam CeeLo Boston, and we're going to touch on that Jill Scott controversy with those. Are they her? Are they not her? Are they nude? Are they semi-nude?
Well,
what are they?
For me, it was the fact that, you know, she was saying she was a victim of nude photos, but she said the one with the robe was hers. The one that, you know, showed the gap between her legs wasn't hers. She wished she did have space between her thighs.
So, are her photos a part of the whole Apple iCloud thingy or no?
I don't know.
See,
I'm asking.
Well, the thing is this, that, okay, so Jill says, okay, well, yeah, the first picture in the robe, yeah, that is me. Because that was for, you know, that when she was losing her weight loss deal. Initially, she says she felt, what's the word? Damn, I just love it. Invaded. Yeah, her privacy had felt. That's the word, privacy was invaded. Well, the news totally. But, yeah, so she's saying that she took the one in the robe, okay, but the second one, which is all new, is not her by any means. She was like, she wished she had that much space between her thighs. And what's crazy is, I don't know if you guys have even seen the picture, but that second picture, the face is covered. It just has the phone in front of it. And Jill even went as far as posting a picture of her phone to show the difference in phone. So, I don't know how far, because I know this stuff is dropped, so I don't know how far this is going to go. Or even how,
I don't know
if it came to that cloud deal or somebody hacked into her device, which is very easy. A lot of people have Bluetooth.
Look, absolutely on point on the cover of Essence magazine. So I'm not sure about the leaked pictures, but I do know that the picture on the cover of the Essence is on point. Gold Kill Scott.
Yes. And I cannot wait to go see her at the Funk Fest here in Tampa, Florida at Raymond James Stadium, along with 112. Shout out Melinda Santiago and our boy Michael. Hold on. I don't forgot his whole name. It just blanked out on me.
Uh-huh.
Lord have mercy. Friday.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, Michael Keith. There we go. Michael Keith, 112. So, yes, once again, can't wait to see Jilly from Philly.
I love Jill Scott. I don't care if she's naked or not. She's beautiful. It is what it is.
I wish I could connect with somebody like Jill Scott or Sherry Shepherd, because, you know, it would lead to a wonderful payday if it didn't quite work out. Hey, Sherry Shepherd recently paid off her estranged husband. I mean, paid him off. Like, get out of here. $100,000 one-time payment. Then
hey.
She offered $3,000 in child support. He came back. He came back sucking his teeth with a toothpick, talking about, I want $10,000 a month. I want $10,000 a month. Yo, she was like, get out of here. That's absolutely ridiculous. Listen, he was trying to push the
envelope. They have one. They had a prenup.
No, I don't think they did. I don't think she had a prenup with either one of her husbands.
No. They did have a prenup, but she still offered him more than what he was going to get in the actual prenup.
Oh.
Right, because the child isn't hers.
Right, and the baby's not even hers, it's his. And he came back and was like, nah, I want more child support. You know, I just think it's funny. I wish I could get one of those.
He's going to end up with less.
And you don't want the trouble. You don't want the drama that goes along with one of those.
Right.
What? She just paid. Yeah. She paid me to get out of her life. She paid me $100,000 and then child support for my kid. What do you mean? I don't want one of those. I want two of those. What do you mean?
No, I'm just saying that with the drama that you had to go along to get to that point, regardless of whether is the payoff really worth, you know, your family not being able to be together.
As the mature man that I am, absolutely not. As spiritual man that I've grown to become, no. But 10 years ago, I needed two of those. Hey, I don't want to be alone. I don't want to be alone.
The remix. Jigga. Molly Mall.
Time you can find me in the city spinning, or in the studio touching the track up like pretty women, spitting venom with the snake skinning. Apply the pressure to you and your mentor. Damage I do, career ending. Y'all know what I'm representing. Fun, extra low, got a 1 on 10 next to dough. Y'all best to know I'm not alone, ma. Music menage a trois with Shy and I, ha ha.
It's been so long without you.
Say what?
And I swear I hate this. Without you, some peace of mind I've been confined without you. Tomorrow won't come if I spend the night without you. The one for this love thing I'm feeling, and I can't fight this urge that I'm feeling.
Top of my game, act like you know. Think I didn't see the lame sneaking in the back door. Ha ha, it's alright, he can come here. For real, you alright, but I'm done here. I don't keep my ones here. It's unlikely that you see Whitey, but if you slip up and hit up, we could split up, play a hater, not at all. I don't play those games. You got beef with Jigga, beef with Jigga, say my name. You shy?
I see the thing, I need someone of my own.
In the smash like cider, rocker, fella and shy money, trying to see God money. They want a piece of your love. I want that leap the dove, milk cake, feel straight. What? Halfway here, Cartier, ill faith on the highway, accompanied by friends. First deranged, then elect, then the buggy I bend, aha.
Line 43 up in here. You're inside the Friday Night Cypher. Hashtag they did it. Splash dunk. Slam dunk. Hey. Who am I talking about?
Who did
hashtag
it?
Slam dunk.
I think you're not talking about
we married
my
this
team
weekend in Miami. Gabrielle Union. Dwayne Wade.
Sorry.
Married
I was,
this
I'm
weekend
feeling
in Miami.
Yes. Congratulations to the Wade. Congratulations
hashtag
to the Wade.
Slam dunk. He did it.
Yes.
Are you sad she's off the market now? Are you in mourning?
Listen.
He better not be.
Listen.
Oh.
Listen. Hey, is that a threat? Is that a threat all the way live from Charlotte?
It sounded like a wild one.
Congrats to the newlywed.
Yes,
congrats
sure.
to the newlywed. As
yes,
I put my earplugs in, hashtag to the newlywed. Gabrielle Union, Dwayne Wade are married, folks. Hey, the being Mary Jane star tied the knot with Miami Heat shooting guard on Saturday. Hey, and it was pretty hush hush. But they had a real, you know, hey, they did it up. In a real
yeah,
Miami kind
beautiful.
Of way, intimate crowd
yeah.
of family, friends. I mean, come on, congrats to those folks. John Legend, you know, performed at the ceremony. Gabrielle, 41, looking good. Dwayne, you know, 32. Hey, hashtag slam dunk.
Mm-hmm. On both sides. Hashtag
okay.
she got it.
Okay. Me.
Yeah.
Yes,
congrats.
Congrats. Congratulations.
Earlier we talked about CeeLo Green getting dropped from the U.S. Navy tour. What are we talking about? Listen, have y'all heard about this?
Yeah.
I did some pieces of it, yeah.
Okay, so
yeah,
allegedly. Go ahead.
Yes, allegedly he put... you know, a roofie in a woman's drink, and she woke up next to him in bed the next morning or whenever, not remembering what happened.
Uh-huh.
And so, right, they were going for, I guess, I don't know if that was an actual rape charge, though, because that was the part that they weren't really clear on, because he didn't give any time.
Well, I heard that what the charge was, but I'm not sure, you know, if that's what he was tried for or if he has even gone to trial for it.
Yeah,
but
he just went to court.
The allegations, he's been dropped from a lot of things, like, you know, he's off The Voice.
Right.
Now this, so, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I'm trying to find the actual link for it because I had it up. You know, dumbass, and she's got too much going on, I guess. I'm sorry, guys. Well, while I'm looking for that, I wanted to tell you guys, because we were kind of in the sports world. This was a heartwarming story. The Cincinnati Bengals, be quiet. The Cincinnati Bengals, they had dropped a player. Well, they had cut a player. His name is Devon Still to help pay for his daughter's cancer treatment. So, like, he was cut from the team, but they brought him back onto the practice, you know, signed him back up for the practice squad so that he can continue to, you know, pay for his daughter's treatment. And again, his name, he was a defensive named Devon Still. Yeah. Really crazy because his daughter is 4 years old. And she was diagnosed with stage 4 pediatric cancer in June.
Right.
So yeah, so that kudos to the Bengals for, you know,
definitely.
Being a blessing in disguise.
Definitely.
And stepping up. You know, because I mean, I can only imagine that's a trying Yeah, I can only imagine that being a sign of time, you know.
That's very, very large of them as an organization to step up and do that.
Right. Yeah, because that's not always commonplace. It just really isn't.
By no means.
Yeah. And then kind of not in the same realm, it's not in sports, but do you guys remember Blue Cantrell?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Ms. Blue Cantrell has been hospitalized for a mental evaluation this past Wednesday because it says she was running through her neighborhood screaming that her life was in danger and that she was ranting to the police that someone was trying to get her poisonous gas. And witnesses say that the erratic behavior lasted for so long that the police were called. So I don't know. She's 38 years old. We haven't heard anything from her in a while. But this story just kind of stood out to me because I'm like, she may need help, but was never diagnosed. You know, so like this is like another one of those.
Very true.
You know, evaluation. But this woman has probably been living, thinking like that all her life, you know. So I hope she gets the help that she needs.
I mean, clearly mental health is serious, and so, I mean, folks, you know, I know a lot of times we say people, you know, go crazy, but the one thing about it is, you know, people don't just go crazy. There's always a cause and effect situation going off. We don't like talking about it, but we have to embrace it. Nevertheless, hey, it's 9:50. T-Pain. Up, down. We'll be right back. TM Hammer Radio Live. You inside the Friday Night Cypher. Madam CeeLo Boston. Hot chocolate. TM. What's that on that beat?
I ain't need not. Set a car here to the stage. Then it seems thought. Doing that air for days.
Booty going up.
I ain't got no problem spending all of my money.
Tryna see what's up now.
I can do this all day like it ain't nothing. Black car, party in the backyard. Now they got the black bra showing. Tatted up, hair fat enough. She a bad, that she already know it.
Yes, she know it.
She a bad, that she already know it.
Yes, she know it.
She gon' make me spend some money on it.
Yes, she know it.
Whole bank account, I blow it.
Go
do a shorty in. Make some more in. Pockets
bigger than a Samoan.
I'm in the stage every time
shorty
go in.
Shorty go in.
Booty is the floating.
No motion.
I'm so gone on patrol. I don't know how I'm getting home later. To the stage, and you seen
thought,
doing that every for days.
Booty going up, down.
I ain't got no problem spending all of my money.
Tryna see what's up now.
I can do this all day like it ain't nothing. Shout it thick, thicker than a snicker. Every time she do it, it's for me and my
nigga.
And a friend do it with her. She don't even like girls, but a stack can make her kiss her.
Go and kiss her.
She don't even like girls, but a stack can make her kiss her.
Go and kiss her.
She keeps looking around, I'ma watch dismissal.
Go and kiss her.
She make us rock, then jiggle. Put on the shorty
ends,
bring that dough
in.
Booty bigger than a Samoan.
I'm
in the phase every time, shout it go in. Booty is the floating.
No motion.
I'm so gone on patrol. To the stage, and you seen
thought,
doing that air for days.
Booty going up, down.
I ain't got no problem spending all of my money.
Trying to see what's up now.
I can do this all day like it ain't nothing.
Yeah, and you know it. Look at how she thought. If it get any bigger, baby girl gon' have to toy it. Sitting on the memes like Floyd, money. But she lied to you if she said I paid for it. 99 broads,
what?
Panoramic view from the 99th floor.
What?
I'm like, my lord, when she down on all four. What? Got a hood, she with me, she ain't scared to take a charge. Lying by in a car, you don't know what you saw. She adjusting the bra, I'm lighting up a cigar. They was riding me off, now I arrive like a star. I just sit back and laugh at the irony of it all. That I'm fast, bro, that I'm fast. ain't got no problem spending all of my money.
Tryna see what's up now.
I can do this all day like it ain't nothing. I ain't even know it,
ain't know it.
Said I call you to the stage.
TM Hyman Radio Live, Madam CeeLo Boston, all her medication, hot chocolate live out of plant.
Oh,
hey, it's popping off. Every last pill is being popped.
And it's been adjusted, so we got a week or two before she really gets right.
Raymond James State, the football stadium in Tampa, Florida. Raymond James, not Ray J, Brandy's brother.
Not that one.
Not that one.
Look, I thought he said, like, I'm like, I want to see that with a bag of M&M's. No, no, Ray J.
I'm like, you want to hit the stadium? You want to hit the stadium with a bag of M&M's? I got it. Got it.
I don't know.
We're back on Monday, 9 p.m. Hey, if you've listened, this has been a whacked out Friday night. Hey, we love it, though. Hey, real talk, real people, real time. We are TMI Radio Live. Hey, in a little bit, you'll be able to see us live. You can put the faces to the voices on a consistent basis as we pump up the volume much more, bringing on some of your favorite people, entertainment, sports, business, government, and just ordinary people who have real stories to tell. 917-889-3926 is where you can get it in. We got about 3 minutes left in the show. Actually, it's telling me something different. But we're going to – you may see that we have about 34 minutes left in the show when really we only have about 4 minutes left in the show. This show will end at 10 p.m. At M. Hyman, at Madam Boston, at Very Hot Chop.
That's right.
At Say Things, at Toya Cook. Follow us on
Twitter. Tweet us. Shout us out. We'll shout you out back.
Get some stuff out of here. Let's rock.
Okay. So can I just say to CeeLo Green is being retarded, okay? And not like, yeah, that wasn't nice. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, look, whatever. We'll see you next week. Hey, whatever you do, do it well. And you guys.
Hey, Google, thanks for bringing us Madam Boston tonight. We appreciate
yes,
you, Google.
We do. We do. We are that crew, that team, that network, TM Timer Radio, The General, myself, Hot Chocolate, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, Dee Dee Willingham, Toy Cooper. Oh, Nokio. Still out there on tour. What's up, bro?
No doubt. What up, no?
See you soon. Be safe out there. And everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. Good night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Hey. I'm the kind of true spit. All I want is bad chick, cause I don't want no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I don't want no mediocre. No, bad mama cedars, ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I won't hit no mediocre. Yeah, bad chick, starting on a mediocre. On a mediocre, you start on a mediocre. Seven, women with me and none are mediocre. From their head to their tongue, they so far from mediocre. Right hand in the air, a solid swell. I never go with her, she don't do her hair no more. And you don't get no kiss if it's a bush down there. Girl, I should see nothing but nookie when I look down there. They come and get with me, shout her what better to do. He call me, ask you how you do it, tell him better than you. Yeah, I'm kick back with four pieces like a Kit Kat. Me hitting if you ain't a dime, just forget that. Face flat out, and she don't have. And one of these, well, I think I pass. I just handed her the key to a new dry jam. When she took it, I took it back, you should've asked for a beer. That's me, I'm a bad chick, cause I don't want no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I don't want no mediocre. No, bad mama cedars, ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I won't hit no mediocre. Yeah, bad shit, starting on a mediocre. On a mediocre, you start on a mediocre. Seven, women with me and none are mediocre. From their head to their toes, ain't no far from mediocre.
Heard he wanna lay it down on Iggy, Iggy gave it to him twice. Now he wanna three-mic, Bibby Diva, but I need a bad boy. boy. Rest in peace, Whitney, pardon me, but I don't think none of these bitch with me. Why them billboard stop running in place? Heels on me saying give me 6 inches of space. Courtside, why designer frames cover my face? Now everybody in the game wanna get him a taste. I'm still grand hustle first lady. You pay me that he won't go 12 rounds with a $1 million baby. I could change your life quick, stop playing with me. And if you ain't talking money, what you saying to me?
I don't want a bad chick, cause I don't want no mediocre. I don't want no mediocre, I don't want no mediocre, no. Bad mama Caesar, ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I won't hit no mediocre, yeah. Bad chick, starting on a mediocre. On a mediocre, you start on a mediocre. Seven women with me and they're all mediocre. From their heads to their toes, ain't no mama for me.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
TM Hyman Live, talk radio show. Real.